This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday. Will the world continue to go around and around and around? Yes, of course it will. It's April 20th. We are now two-thirds of the way through the fourth month of the year 2020. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls. We are here for awareness purposes, for encouragement purposes. I suppose maybe there's a little bit of memory retention here as to how things are working or not. I've had some experience over the weekend that I'll share with you, ladies. Jennifer, you may have had it too. It isn't from the same direction because Victoria and Kara don't get paid the same way that Jennifer and I do in terms of our own businesses. But I have found, as I've worked my way through this whole system, Jennifer, that it's a chaotic mess. And what I was told by the bank and what I've been told or what I've read and what I understood to be the outcome of the three or four different programs that are available for small businesses, the PPP, most notably the Payroll Protection Plan, the things that are not, well, I wanted, as I said, the encouragement part of the broadcast is something that I really feel strongly about because I don't want to be picking apart things. But I really am, I don't know, disappointed, discouraged, whatever it is. And I wonder how many other small business people have felt the same thing. There was a COVID-19 $10,000, you don't have to pay it back thing. Some people who applied for it can't get any information. They can't get the money. They get $1,000. The other thing is that the way that it's being administered by the banks don't seem to have any direction. They're not getting the money. I've had a horror show of all kinds of input from this past weekend. I hope I'm unique or fairly unique. The radio business needs, every business needs money. The big businesses, the airlines have gotten their money. Some of the huge, you know, the pay, if that's what you want to call it, the payouts that are in the millions to billions have been made. But the small business people are continuing to suffer. I looked at some stats as to how important small business is, even from the administration, acknowledging that 46% of the economy is driven by small businesses, in some cases not under 500 employees, it's under 5. And that just seems to be a complete mess. So I don't know what they're doing. I keep listening to the president talk about how wonderful it's been. You know, people doing a fabulous job.
I actually know
job.
Some people who have had the money kick in. So for them,
have you?
It's working. No, I've. But
no,
here's my
either.
Problem.
Yeah.
My problem, I believe, is with Wells Fargo Bank, which is the bank that is my funder.
See, yeah, I wouldn't doubt
the
that.
Only, the one criticism that I have between the federal government and the banks are that is that there should have been agreement by the banks before this was rolled out to be ready to go for it. Now, everybody, and look, this is an emergency, so everybody's trying to do the best they can. I get that. But it seemed to me that the banks were very slow to respond because they're not making a lot of money off of these loans. They're giving you a loan, even if the government doesn't refund it, you're getting it at 1%, basically. So they're making no money to maintain this account. So that's that to me seems like they should have had the thumb of the federal government say, hey, look, you need to get on there and get these things done, because I think a lot of banks were slow to react thinking, oh, do we have to do this because we're not making any money. My status with
Which
Wells
isn't
Fargo,
very community-oriented, by the way. It isn't for the small banks to say that. Is not, it's
Are there
selfish.
Small banks anymore?
Yeah, I have my little bank has only 3 branches. There are 4,900 small banks, believe it or not, that have participated in this thing, along with a dozen big banks. Or maybe
I actually was going to, because we have like one little account with a smaller bank here locally. They weren't even doing the program. I looked at the credit union that we offer to our employees. They weren't even doing the program. So I was stuck with Wells Fargo because the other banks around the country really weren't servicing accounts that weren't theirs because they were just giving the, you know, they're just looking at their customers. So that was, to me, that was the most confusing thing. But now the fund is dry, which we learned last week because this has been a popular program and people, aside from you and me, apparently, have received their money. And so this fund is going dead. And so I got an email from Wells Fargo that says, we've got your loan. It's processed. We know they're going to replenish this fund. You're stuck in queue. If we keep asking you for documents, keep sending them in because this will just ensure that you get serviced faster. So it's my intention, I guess, my hope that when they finally come to a deal, maybe today, that the money will start to flow again. So we'll see.
So that's what's necessary in order to maintain these businesses and the quality and character of our economy, because small businesses are the livelihood, lifeblood even, of the communities. You remember, it's not all about New York and Los Angeles and Chicago and Boston, although Boston, Massachusetts now seems to be the epicenter of the deaths and the more cases. When I look around and see now us here being the center, New York is better off. I listened to Mario Cuomo on Saturday. I went out to Pennsylvania.
Andrew.
To pick up a piece of, oh, yeah.
I've been doing that a lot, too, lately.
Yeah,
so
right.
Funny.
It's, they look like their father. They sound like their father.
Whatever. Whoever the current Cuomo is.
Cuomo is, right. Yeah, the current Cuomo. I was driving back from Pennsylvania, and I was listening to WABC or WOR, one of the stations in New York that had a good signal. And I was really quite impressed with him and what he was saying and how he was approaching all this stuff, continuing to steer himself away from the politics of all of it. It was really quite interesting to hear. I don't know if leadership's the right word. I don't know what the word is. I mean, I know he's anathema to a lot of the people that like Trump because they seem to back and forth argue with each other. But there is something that I found the right word is probably not, isn't satisfying, but secure, probably. I felt more secure listening to him.
Everyone does. It's why people listen every day from around the country.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like him, people are still watching him feeling like, okay, is that the
right word, though? Is that the right word, do you think?
Well, people online are calling it the new fireside chats, and people are really, it's amazing how people have responded to his daily press
meetings. For those who don't know what a fireside chat is, it goes back to the FDR regime, World War II, and how the president dealt with people and had information going back, I think it was every Sunday, on the radio. He'd go on the radio for an hour and talk about what was going on and try to talk about developments in our country and how we were staying safe and secure. That was it was a huge impact. Psychologically, we need an impact. Now, I'll tell you something else that sort of, I guess I'm chuckling about because it was so successful, so good. There's a... The food, if we were doing food news, we all would agree that ice cream is probably the most comfortable of all the comfort foods. And most of you know that I have a farm in Massachusetts here in my hometown of Framingham. And most of you know that I have a very popular brand of ice cream that has really, in the last 2 or 3 years, kind of taken over the identity of farm in some respects. So we went through all of the plans, and we took a couple of weeks to make sure that we would do this the right way with masks and with gloves and how we would order it and how people would not get out of the car. And we experimented with all kinds of new things, like using, I was going to say gas and go. What's Grubhub? Then people could call in their order, or they could text their order, or they could email their order, or they could come and order when they got in line. Yesterday we had the busiest day in the history of the farm in terms of people. From the moment we opened at 1 o'clock until when we closed at 7 o'clock, there were always at least 24, 25 cars in the queue.
Wow,
they were out the
great.
Driveway, in the street. I took
the picture was incredible. Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see it? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway.
It was like a nice day. People want to get
out. It was a beautiful day. People
right?
want to get out. I talked to some of the people in the cars, and they were just happy. They want to know where the cars were.
I mean, if you're a parent, who wouldn't do this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
exactly.
Get the kids out, go to a farm,
get
some ice cream.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is something, you got to find something that will give you some encouragement, and that was how the locals did it. But, anyway, in terms of the realities of, I keep getting these posts, you just heard my little ping here, who's dead, there's two dead overnight in Framingham. I don't see that that's encouraging. and I'm going against the grain because that seems to be, when I look at the list of things that people want to know, that seems to always be what they want to know. I'm not even sure that I want to know that Massachusetts is the epicenter. I just want to know how to protect myself and my family and the people that are working with me, and that's what the mask, I believe that the mask is a good thing. I think the gloves are a good thing, but I think the mask is a better thing, more practical. I just put mine on in the morning when I leave the house, and I put it when I'm around people. I just put it up over my face and speak a little more clearly and loudly, and people can hear what I'm saying. I get it. And it seems to me that it is practical.
Okay, so let me ask you about a practical challenge. So a lot of us radio people wear our headphones cranked up, right?
And yes.
I always feel like we're all half kind of deaf anyway, or hearing impaired.
That's
so do you have problems because you can't read people's lips with the mask on?
I do have the problem with that.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of annoying. But it is what I think is practical. I think it's a smart thing to do. And back to the small business relief program that we were talking about, apparently the bickering is over, and according to the two sides, they're very close to an agreement to crank in another $300 billion for small businesses.
Well, let's hope it actually goes to small businesses, though, because over the weekend, a friend of mine called us. We have a group text, and she called us in tears. Her husband owns three little sandwich shops, and he applied. He was up at midnight applying for all the loans. He did everything the absolute first minute that the system was online, and they got nothing, and they're probably not going to be able to recover from it. And
did
then over the weekend,
did they get denied, Victoria, or did they get? They didn't get any action.
They got nothing because the answer given to them was, well, all the money's gone. And apparently in the restaurant world, giant steakhouse chains like Ruth's Chris, I know you're a fan, Jen, they got money. Jay Alexander's is a restaurant chain. They got $20 million. This went to big corporate Shake Shack.
Oh, we're back to that.
They got an upward of $100 million.
The farmers, okay, of all of this, the farmers are getting screwed beyond belief. We're going to run out of food. We're going to run out of the ability to make, grow, process, whatever, food. They're just not dealing with the agriculture sector.
Well, this went to a coal mining company, Hallador Energy. They got $10 million.
I think some of that might have been. It might have been built in. It's really hard for me to imagine how these companies qualified for the PPP.
I don't know.
Just knowing what they asked for.
Way over. What, they have 500 people
in each
place.
It's 500 employees, right.
Yeah, but they haven't. They got many more than that nationally. I think Victoria's right, and Jennifer, you've addressed it properly.
They must have broken this down and cheated the system. How did all this money go to corporations? Shake Shack is owned by Danny Meyer Group. That Danny Meyer restaurant group is based in New York. They had to let go all of their employees, but yet Shake Shack got this huge $100 million bailout.
Well, it's like the Kennedy Center. The Kennedy Center got $25 million and then fired everybody. Right. Why?
Oh,
so there's all these special interests that were plugged into this pill. So I'm sure that that's probably in the way they got their funding, because just going through that form process is tough.
All right, more coming up here. Can we help you help yourself? Let's try, if you're not in business for yourself, you filed your tax returns the last 3 or 4 years, and the people at Family Tax Service want to take those returns. They want to examine those returns. They want to see if they can help you, because everybody can use some help. An extra $5,000 can be yours. These people are experts. They're former IRS employees, tax auditors, so they find those hidden credits. They find those deductions. They look at your tax return, even if they're done by a big company. A lot of these big companies miss out, so they want to get this so you can get $5,000. Thank you. Call 800-262-0318. Call Family Tax Service, 800-262-0318. I'm not giving you any Schwerbe here. Get $5,000 back or more from the IRS. This is an important call. 800-262-0318. More and more people are doing it. Join that group. 800-262-0318. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Smile though your heart is breaking. Smile even though it's aching.
Did you watch this?
Yeah, it was great.
Tears in my eyes.
Me too.
My God.
You'll get by if you smile.
Kawasaki piano in her living room.
You'll see the sun come shining through.
She was having fun with it, but she was serious too. Lady Gaga.
Light up your face with gladness.
This was the best part.
Light every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on
such
crying.
Talent.
Smile, what's the use of crying?
And this was her idea. Every single channel on Saturday night had this on. This was the first number after the very awkward introduction. What did you think, Jennifer? Did you watch this?
Awkward?
I did not.
I thought that it was so obvious to me that Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon were uncomfortable with Colbert. There was no chemistry between them at all. And it was to me very obvious that there was just zero chemistry there.
I didn't even pay attention to them. They were only together in the very beginning, and
you're the only
person who picked up on that.
Well, so that's what I do. Meanwhile, this One World Together at Home raised almost $228 million for healthcare workers specifically in the fight against the virus. Organized by the World Health Organization and Global Citizen and Gaga, was a two-hour show, performances by the Bones, McCartney.
The Rolling Stones, in case no one else knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I was the Rolling Stones.
I thought they were great.
Like the Bones?
That was a great moment, too.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
Billie Eilish, Lizzo, Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, and so many other people were there. But Gaga was the one, man. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello did a piano duet of the Louis Armstrong class. You got that?
This was very pretty, too.
I didn't really know her before, but this was great. Saturday's event also featured appearances by a number of actors, comedians, who joined the live stream to reassure everybody, entertain. So, this is a fabulous song, too. One of my all-time favorites. Find yourself singing along. Final song of the night was a surprise collaboration between Celine Dion, Andrea Bocelli, Gaga, and John Legend.
Oh, man. There was not a dry eye in our house when this came on.
Not now. Neither. Think about what this took, though, to put this. This is like you and
I. Know.
It's like us every day doing this program, as distant as these people were together. They were together, but they were distant physically.
But we can talk on each other. These people have to sing together. That's
pretty tough.
Oh, my God, what fabulous. You know what? Everything else seemed minuscule, minor, and almost a conversation going on with the politicians was moronic in comparison to this and how people felt. That's why they raised $128 million. So congratulations to them. The One World Together home concert. 28 after this, the DJV show.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy. And I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump is as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Wait a minute. No, it's not even. I just gave away 20 minutes of your life. 34 after the hour here. Wondering, trending, all the good stuff that's here. Helpful info. DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The awareness portion of the program here with now not only the situation with where the first $350 billion went and when do we get another $300 billion or whatever it is to help shore up small businesses. Some states are running out of money to help the unemployed as well. So many people have filed. I think I saw 100 and, I don't know, let me see if I can find the number here, 118,000 applied last week here in Massachusetts. Millions have done, you know, there have been states that haven't had enough money to begin with anyway, and so now the unemployment money is about to run out. Wyoming, for example, forecast to have their trust funds run out of money within a year, and this is the same. Well, people, I shouldn't say this is the same because I don't want to alarm people, but there are concerns about Medicare what happens to the money that seniors are getting just because, you know, the retirement funds are not there, or will they run out? Remember, the federal government has raided every single trust fund that they have. And the money that pays you every month, if you are over 60, when did I start getting mine? You had to start taking it at 70. So you take the money from Social Security, and you got Medicare and all that other stuff. And
that money has been raided for years. The Highway Trust Fund has been raided, the Airport Trust Fund, so that's why they had to come up with new taxes, new ways of gathering revenue, so they could continue to improve the airport, so they can continue to improve the roads. The roads, I will tell you something, driving over Interstate 84 from Massachusetts into Connecticut, into New York, and into Pennsylvania, it is a disgrace. The holes in the road, the bumps and bangs and stuff you go over when you're driving, you don't feel it in a car so much, but I'm driving a truck with a trailer on it. And it is, I mean, I can't believe that these guys have gotten away with the kind of rebuilds that they get away with. You know, people all say, oh, the roads are in terrible shape and we got to do something about it. They suck to begin with the way they fix them. So it just, anyway, so what I'm saying, my point is that all this money is coming home to roost now. And you need to talk. This is an election year. You need to know. You ought to have some, either belong to a business group or some group that has some hooch with Congress or your local congressman, because they need to be held accountable for all of this. It's their, you know, the president may send over a budget, but Congress is the one that fiddles around with it and puts the money here and puts it there and takes it and spends it, and they make the decisions. And the reason that there is a mess in terms of us not having any money is because they spend it for other things that are not priorities or not what they're supposed to be spent on. That's the bottom line here. And unemployment is just another victim in that long line of mismanagement from, and this is not even go to the White House. It goes to Congress. And look at the fight that they have going on right now about how to pay the $300 billion is, what are we, they all want to put something, both the Republicans and Democrats want to put other stuff in to clutter up the bill. And I don't know who's putting their foot down here, but somebody's put their foot down. That's why they've had to sort of figure out what to do. But this should be, these people are not thinking about anything but how they can buy their way back into office by telling everybody, well, we got this thing, money for that program, blah, blah, blah. No! You're supposed to be helping the individuals and the small business people, and that needs to be underscored, and that's not what's going on.
I just don't understand how, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but I don't understand how a publicly traded, and I have nothing against Shake Shack. Danny Meyer has done a lot to reform the restaurant industry. He's the CEO and founder of Shake Shack and the Danny Meyer Group. Nothing against him. I have friends who worked for him, and he's a great guy. But this is a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. How did they qualify for the small business?
Didn't you say they turned the money back in?
Well, they're returning $10 million. They got $10 million from this loan program, from the PPP. That's the Paycheck Protection Program.
It has to be something else, though. There's got to be some way that they built it into something, because if you look at the paperwork, they cap it out at a certain amount of money. They cap it out at, I can't remember what the figure is, but it's only 2 months of your payroll times 2.5, and there is some sort of cap that you can't go over. So,
well, that's how big they are, though, that they probably have $10 million
in
payroll.
Maybe each individual franchise, perhaps?
Maybe.
And if it is, and by the way, if it is each franchise, then I do get that, because that's a small business person who's running it. So
yeah.
It depends on how it's set up.
But my point, though, is this is still all the whole thing, everything that is the Danny Meyer Group and Shake Shack, it's all part of, that's all publicly traded. So now the reason that Danny
Meyer...
Shouldn't
a nickel going to a publicly traded company.
Right. He says, well, and this is what he said. He's returning the $10 million because they said that they're going to raise $75 million from investors by selling their shares. Why wasn't that their first action?
Yeah.
Why was it take $10 million from other places, from other people who really, really need it?
All right, I
want to
know
your shares.
What the tax implications are of this. That's another question that people are asking, whether the Treasury Department, the IRS, have the tools. Are we going to have to pay taxes on this money that we get from the government? I don't see an answer to that. Anybody got an answer to it? Because I'm looking at three or four different sources, Seton Hall University School of Law, being interviewed, trying to figure out, how the impact, if we get whatever the amount of money is, Jennifer, in our businesses, we're going to have to pay taxes. We've got to pay it back. Well, some of it we're going to pay back, some of it we don't have to pay back. But if we're not going to pay it back, then does it become taxable?
I don't think that this is taxable. I don't know the answer.
But
I know.
But there isn't. That's the question. I don't know.
I understand.
You don't know because nobody knows.
Yeah, but
nobody's
the amount of money that will be forgiven is if you use it for payroll, rent, utilities,
yes,
those types of things.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's the more questions than there are answers. But listen, the other side of it is everybody's only human, and there are mistakes that are going to be made. But, you know, one mistake shouldn't be made on top of another one to come to basically compound the issues. Today is the day here in the Boston area that everybody usually gets all excited because it's Patriots Day, and the marathon usually is run on Patriots Day. Not so today. As a matter of fact, last night, there were police patrols that were put along from Hopkinton through Ashland and Framingham and Natick and into Wellesley and into Newton and then down Heartbreak Hill, up Heartbreak Hill and down by BEC and into the city. They've got police along the way to keep people from running the race because there are those people who have traditionally always run it. They put it off till September, but there still are people who want to run the race. And so they're trying to, you know, how can you stop them if they want to run down the sidewalk? You're not going to stop them. But people in the street. But yet there's nobody in the street anyway because nobody's driving anywhere. So I don't know why they're making a big deal out of it. But they seem to be, local authorities seem to be making a big deal out of it. Patriots Day is commemorative of the battles of Lexington and Concord. Took place April 19th, 1775. It comes on the third Monday of April every year. The shots that were fired around the world, they were heard around the world. You know that. Didn't you study that, the American Revolution in school? Please, everybody tell me that they studied.
The shot heard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The shot heard around the world, Patriots Day, Lexington, Concord. These are areas that are about maybe 10 miles from where I'm speaking to you right now. I remember walking this whole path along the river where they it all started. Patriots Day started in 1894, actually, officially as a holiday, commemorating the anniversary of this event. And also the Baltimore Riot of 1861, where some of the first bloodshed of the Civil War took place. In 1938, the legislature here in Massachusetts passed a bill making the battles of Lexington and Concord the sole focus of the day. And until 69, the holiday was celebrated on the actual anniversary, but then the unions and all Monday holidays and stuff, so that's why it's on Monday. Paul Revere, the midnight ride of Paul Revere, you all remember that? The night started at midnight. Let's see here, if I can remember some of it. Let's see, the 18th of April, 19th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who doesn't remember that fateful day. A fateful night. One if by land and two if by sea. And I, on the opposite shore, shall be. That was supposedly the words of Paul Revere, but he was the first one. It just shows you how silly history is. Paul Revere was one of three or four riders that went out to once the British got off their boats and looked like they were going to head toward, you know, these various pockets, Lexington first. And so he and three other riders went out to warn the villagers. And he was the first one that got caught by the British. How it became him that was the symbol of this is still something that I don't think I've ever reckoned with because nobody ever gave me the answer. The other guys were farmers and nobody knew who they were. And Paul Revere had become rather an active kind of... He was sort of the local equivalent to Ben Franklin. If, you know, Ben Franklin and his national presence, well... That's what Paul Revere was all about here. So anyway, what do we have? We have a lot of frying pans named after him. What else is named after Paul Revere? There was an insurance
pans?
Company. Yeah, there's a Paul Revere insurance company. No, there is a Paul Revere flatware company and a Paul Revere cookery line. If you look it up, at least there used to be anyway. I don't know if it's still... exists or not, but that was Paul Revere was supposed to be solid.
Well, congrats
solid
to him. He made it into Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah. There you go. In sports, Mayor of Los Angeles says the city could hold off on hosting large gatherings like sporting events until next year, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Mr. Garcetti saying large events won't resume until there's a vaccine.
I don't know. That's kind of.
Aren't the Olympics
prudent.
Going to LA next year? Or
not next year. I think it's 2020.
Winter Olympics.
2028's the Olympics. When yeah. So I'm sure it'll be cleared up by then, according to Garcetti anyway, because he's living for the Olympics. But yeah, no concerts, no large venues throughout the end of the year. That's what at least they're saying at this point. Maybe things change. Who knows? But the thing that's going to be difficult, keep an eye on the stadium. SoFi is the new stadium that they built for the Rams and the Chargers. Bunch of concerts. I had Kenny Chesney tickets in September, and that venue was, they were rushing it to finish it, and now most likely it'll probably just sit there empty for a while.
Yep, looks like that may be the case. Meanwhile, in television info here, I don't know the show The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Anybody watching that?
Yeah, sure, I watched it, but I know of it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I watched it. It was a big hit on Netflix when it first came on, so they're going to bring it back for a new final episode, and so it's going to be interactive. I don't know if you remember,
how's
but Netflix has been... Well, you get to choose, as you're watching the show, you get to choose different outcomes. And that's something Netflix has been doing mostly with kids programming, and then they did it with Bear Grylls, with his adventures.
Really?
Yeah. So, so it's kind of cool. They're going to bring it back and then have people, as you're watching, you can choose what moves the characters will make.
So is this one of the many things that has brought Netflix around to being worth more? Their stock hit an all-time high, and it's worth more than Disney is now? Wow. Okay, they went up 3% last week, $426 a share.
Well, Tiger King's a big part of that, which I did watch, by the way. We binged it over the weekend. Oh, my God.
And
you finished it?
Oh, we finished it. And we even watched the Joel McHale after show, which actually was great because he interviewed all the people in it except for Joe. But, yeah, it was it's entertaining. It's bizarre but entertaining.
Is it? Yeah, I saw the beginning of it, and I didn't even...
It's so weird.
So,
it's a bizarre world you don't even know exists until you watch that show.
Speaking about Disney... Star Wars Day coming. They're premiering Disney Gallery, The Mandalorian, which is a docuseries about The Mandalorian. I don't know that show either. I know a lot of people.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's like a prequel to Star Wars. It's so good.
Is it? Has it got all the same characters? So I see that it's the legacy of George Lucas.
No, it
Star
takes
Wars
place.
That they focused on.
It takes place, like, we don't know how far ahead in the future, but it takes place. No, it's not a prequel. It's a sequel way after everybody ends in Star Wars.
So is
its
this
own
a TV
standalone
kind
thing.
Of? Is it a TV show or is it
yeah,
a
mm-hmm.
movie?
It's a weekly.
It's a TV show.
No, no, it's a series. Yeah, it's a series.
Okay. All right, Michael Che, who is the fellow that does the weekend update on SNL, honoring his late grandmother, who died after getting the coronavirus, is going to cover rent for 160 public housing units in New York. Wow, that's pretty generous of him. Month's rent. How do you get in on that? This is apparently the apartment dwelling where his mother lived. Is that right?
Yeah, his grandmother used to live. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just, it's a public housing, some people would probably call it the projects, but so he's going to pay the rent for that. I think that's really... Wonderful,
Yeah, good. All right, Jennifer, what do we have on tonight that we can get away from the coronavirus, hopefully, with?
Well, if you want to get away from the coronavirus, then you got to go to The Bachelor, where they're doing their second installment of Listen to Your Heart. That's at 8 o'clock on ABC. Better Call Saul is always hard to say. That's new tonight. The Breaking Bad spinoff ends its fifth season tonight on AMC at 9 p.m. If you want to feel domestic, cherries and cherry blossoms are the theme of the Spring Baking Championship on Food Network at 9 o'clock.
All right, 10 before the hour here.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this Land Ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Past the hour now on Monday, the 20th of April. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, my colleague who understands what's going on in the world of technology and how it impacts all of us, affects all of us. Amazon is using thermal cameras to scan workers for fevers. This sounds like a pretty interesting idea. How does this work?
It is. Well, look, Amazon had to do something because Amazon workers were walking out and others were threatening to walk out because they didn't feel the conditions were safe. They're deemed essential. Everyone is ordering from Amazon. We know their business is like it's gone through the roof, and they need these people there, and they need to be healthy and they need to be safe. And so this is Amazon's response, one of their responses. And so essentially it's thermal imaging cameras are a lot faster than using the standard forehead thermometers, you know, that we see people looks like someone shooting a little, like, price gun at someone's forehead. Yeah. So instead of doing that for each employee, having thermal imaging cameras throughout the facility will actually help detect. And, you know, and we've all seen this if you've ever watched any, like, paranormal shows. They use thermal imaging cameras all the time. And so you see people move around and they have different colors. They look like a little like rainbow person. So if their head is actually showing red and showing hotter than the rest of their body, then that's how they can tell that someone might have a fever before they even maybe even know it. And so that's something that they're doing. They have daily temperature checks in all of the operations facilities now. They have hired. Remember the story? They needed to hire 100,000 workers. They have actually hired 100,000 workers so far. And so the demand for the delivery of food and household goods and everything else is just, it's been nuts. And so now the virus has been reported in more than 50 Amazon warehouses in the U.S. alone, that they estimate that more than 300 workers have the virus. And so a lot of people said that they weren't going to go back to work until the facilities were completely cleaned out and sanitized. And, you know, look, no one wants to go into work knowing that you might every day bring home the virus to your family or, and worse, you know, you get sick. So I think it's a good first step that Amazon is taking to make sure that, you know, everyone is healthy. And they said in addition to the temperature checks, they're going to be distributing masks and disinfecting workstations. The masks should have been done a long time ago, but now they're behind on that, but now they're actually going to start doing that. And then they said they're also working on developing their own tests. test for the COVID-19 virus, and so they're going to be using that in their own testing lab. So we'll see. They're making good steps, but Amazon knows that if their workers walk out, their whole business crumbles, and that can't happen right now.
Yeah. No. All right, speaking of another big company, Apple releasing the new iPhone SE for pre-order. Let's get some follow-through. I know you talked about that last week, Victoria, so here's the latest.
The Geek Out.
Last week, and a bit out of the blue, Apple released a new version of its entry-level iPhone SE, and there's a lot of reasons to pay attention. First, the SE remains the smallest iPhone. It did grow a bit from the previous version, from 4 inches to 4.7. It retains the classic home button with Touch ID, but it also has only one camera. And most importantly, the SE has the same A13 Bionic processor found in the top-of-the-range iPhone 11. So what this means to you is, unless photography is of critical importance, the SE will prove to be a more than capable performer. The best part? The iPhone SE now starts at only $400 and is available now at Apple.com.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, next up here, New Yorkers. That's something that Governor Cuomo was talking about, and he got a chuckle out of it on Saturday. Marrying by being on Skype or Zoom.
Right.
This would be good, yeah.
Well, I think
yeah.
a lot of states are probably going to follow suit with this. States like California, New Jersey, that have been, and maybe Massachusetts, have been really heavily affected. So the marriage bureaus are closed. And he said on Governor Cuomo said on Saturday during his daily press briefings that he's going to allow marriage licenses to be granted remotely. So the clerks who can, and clerks can actually conduct the ceremonies over video too. So if you want to get your marriage license, if your wedding is planned for a few months away, you don't need to be in person anymore to do that, which is great. And also, if you want to get married via Zoom, and you know, Zoom weddings are a thing right now, hashtag Zoom weddings, it's become a popular way for brides and grooms to keep their wedding dates and have everybody participate.
So after
they
have the Zoom thing on two different screens, do they get together afterwards, or do they have to stay apart? As long as we're having...
Well, no, the bride and groom are together, but the rest of the family who can't be there, who don't want to travel, who can't gather, which no one should be gathering right now, they can all participate and watch the ceremony. So, but this at least making it, getting it to the next step where you can get your marriage license, hopefully if your wedding is this summer, you've got like 3 months, I think, for while it's still valid.
All right. There you go. Good news. All of you who are so eager to get married, you got to do it online. Help yourself. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.